Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Let everybody stay where they are.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You having any of it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You know, we always thought he was very special. I don't know why, but we did.
Ladies and gentlemen,
believe me, when he climbs into the ring, he'll have the people falling in the aisles.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. So straight up today, we're talking UFC 172. The results, they're in, folks. John Jones, unsurprisingly, still the world light heavyweight champion, undefeated outside of that questionable disqualification loss to Matt Hamill a few years ago. Straight up, he is the best fighter in MMA right now, even though I think that Cain Velasquez is probably a little bit better, but Cain's a little inactive, so I'm going to give the activity factor to John Jones and call him the best fighter pound for pound in the world of MMA right now, as he did everything to Glover Teixeira last night that you could do to a guy besides knock him out in five rounds. I mean, he hit him with spinning back fists, he hit him with jabs, he hit him with punches, he kicked him. I mean, it was just a total domination, five rounds of total domination by the Atlanta-based 6 foot tall, 205-pound UFC light heavyweight champion. Hasn't lost a fight except for that disqualification, and if he stays a light heavyweight, he may never lose a fight, but if he moves to heavyweight, we got Cain Velasquez waiting, and that's no picnic for anybody. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529, that's 1-800-878-7529, or tweet us. We got the Twitter thing going on. Twitter using the hash mark, Ring Talk, RINGTALK. This is Tower of Power, and you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates from $159 a night. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Started it off. Right there, rocked him.
Sends a go.
Fight!
Domi and Guida.
Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Get him the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all.
And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Uh-huh. The horns, the mighty tower of power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Last night, Baltimore, Maryland, center stage, UFC 172. Of course, the main event was the World Light Heavyweight Championship. That's 205 pounds in the world of MMA. Of course, in boxing, light heavyweight is 175 pounds. But John Jones went to, what is he, 20-1 now? Man, it's incredible. Scores of 50 to 45 across the board. Glover Teixeira talked a good game, and he can punch. Believe me, Teixeira is one of the hardest punchers at 205 pounds or pound for pound in the world of MMA. It's just that it just didn't matter. I mean, John Jones just owned him from the start. It was like having a dog on a leash. He just pulled him around. He did whatever you want. He slapped him around. He punched him. He kicked him through some spinning back fists. He just totally dominated him. I mean, you couldn't add much more luster to the legacy that is developing of John Jones, the world light heavyweight champion out of Atlanta, GA. You just can't. He just keeps getting better and better and better and better. And, of course, he eventually wants to step up and fight for the world heavyweight championship. Of course, that's 265 pounds down to 205-plus pounds, and that would be against the current heavyweight champion, Cain Velasquez. But Cain has a date later this year in Mexico against Fabrice Werdum. Of course, Fabrice Werdum took out Travis Brown a week ago on USA UFC on Fox 11 on the big Fox network. And it was a surprise to me because I thought Travis Brown was really on a roll. But, you know, styles make fights, and Werdum just beat him down in every round. And it seemed like Travis Brown, in the biggest fight of his life, either he choked or he gassed. It was one or the other. Either he choked or he gassed. I mean, because he just didn't have it after the first round. He wasn't on top of his game after the first round. He couldn't initiate. He couldn't impose his will. He just couldn't do it. I mean, it was all Werdum down the stretch. So Werdum gets in this shot, next shot, at the world heavyweight champion, Cain Velasquez. That'll be in Mexico. And I don't think they've got an exact date on that. I'll check a little bit later in today's show, check to see if there is a date yet for that. But straight up, Cain Velasquez coming back from shoulder surgery. And you know he's got a bad, bad shoulder. That was that left shoulder. But he's had a bad knee before. I mean, this guy's been patched up. When he fought Junior Dos Santos the first time, I think he had a bad knee and a bad elbow. And I mean, he was damaged goods going in there. But it was the first show on Fox for the company, for the UFC. And Junior Dos Santos, he went in there with a broken foot. And he came away, you know, I mean, he came away with the win that night. The quick knockout win over Cain Velasquez. That was the... UFC guys were left holding the bag for like an hour and a half with nothing to broadcast. They had no backup fights. Ah, bad news. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's go through real quick the results of UFC 172 last night. Anthony Johnson defeated Phil Davis 30-27 across the board in a 3-round decision. Luke Rockhold probably stole the fight of the night when he beat Tim Botch. Tim Botch is not anybody's clown, man. He beat him with a Kimura at round one. 2 minutes and 8 seconds in. Jim Miller was the winner over Yancy Medeiros, a submission guillotine choke. That was round one as well. Max Holloway was the winner over
Andre Fiji, Joseph Benavidez of Team Alpha Male up there in Sacramento, California, defeated Tim Elliott. Submission, a guillotine choke, round number one, 4 minutes and 8 seconds. Yeah, yeah, Uriah Faber team going strong. Takari Nagami defeated Isaac Valley Flag with a unanimous nod, 29-28 across the board. Beth Correa in a women's bantamweight bout, that's 135 pounds. They're trying to come up with some fresh meat for Ronda Rousey. She defeated Jessamine Duke with the unanimous nod, 30-27, 29-28, and 30-27. I thought the tall girl did a little bit better in the scorecards, and the judges sort of gave it to her, but it sort of like was preordained going in that Beth was going to win. Danny Castillo was a winner. He was a good-looking winner with a knockout, a first-round punch. Take that back. Second-round punch. Man, what a right hand. One of the best right hands thrown in the last couple of years in MMA, if not in the history of the sport. Check it out. You'll see it on YouTube. Danny Castillo knocking out Charles Brenneman with one punch, round number two, 21 seconds in. And Chris Beal beat Patrick Williams via knockout with a flying knee. This was an incredible-looking flying knee. What a finish, folks. Round number two, 1 minute and 51 seconds. That is the UFC 172 results, folks. Let's take it to the Ring Talk phone lines and bring in my man, Jason Ellis. Jason, of course, Relentless Sports Promotion. How's life treating you, man?
Not too bad, brother. I'm actually on the back of the family boat right now. Having a good day for a change, you know?
You guys fishing?
Actually, we're just island hopping, you know, taking the dogs out, walking around, doing a little barbecuing, you know, just enjoying this Florida sun, you know?
Okay.
A lot better than being cooped up in the office, you know, 9-10 hours a day, Monday to noon.
Okay,
you know,
so
6 days a week.
Did you think Luke Rockhold stole it with that Kimura last night? Was that the biggest move on the card, beating Tim Botch that easily?
Honestly, I didn't actually see the fight, but I expected Luke Rockhold to do what he needed to do with Tim Botch, just because I think Luke comes from a better camp, better training partners, and so I actually didn't see it. If I tried to tell you differently, I would be lying to you.
Okay.
The only fights I actually saw last night were Anthony Rubble Johnson and Phil Davis, and then the Jones and the Sheriff fight.
Teixeira, he talked a good game, man. He could punch. There's no question about it. Kyle Kingsbury told me he punched harder than anybody in the world, including Cain Velasquez, because he knew he lost to him. But he couldn't land much on John Jones.
No. And I honestly expected it. I figured that we were going to see more tools out of his arsenal. You know, he's had that layoff for some time before he came back. And John's still young and still growing. You know, he's... Yeah, interesting combination is how he mixed it up. I like those short elbows, you know, and then he even demonstrated that he could box with him, was using that right in the mouth and throwing those straight to jabs before he mixed it up, you know, Quince.
This segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide brought to you by Alchemy Water. Folks, there is a difference in the water you drink. Check out, learn about the difference. Go to Alchemy Water's website. That's alkame water.com, alchemywater.com. And figure out the difference. And once you see a lot, once you do realize the difference, guess what? You'll be ordering Alchemy, as am I. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This segment, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. On the line is my man, Jason Ellis from Relentless Sports Management. What's new in the management business? You signed any new clients lately?
Actually, we have. Recently, we signed Cody McKenzie. Most of y'all probably recognize him from Tough 11 and also when he was stint in the UFC. Ernest Gredado, he's actually fighting over at SEC next weekend.
All right.
Just kind of making moves, and also WMMA, you know, shout out to Amanda Bell. She came up with a second round rear naked choke last night in Colorado at SBL, Spartan Pond that week.
Jason, before I let you go, I got one question that people emailed me earlier in the week. Are there still unsanctioned MMA fights going on across this country?
I do know that there's no commission in Alaska, and they're putting fights on, so I'd say yes.
Okay.
And then you got to think about this. There's the events on the reservations. Those are considered non-sanctioned fights, and King and the Cage are doing them all over the country.
Good point.
I'd say yes. The answer is yes.
Good point. Jason Ellis, Relentless Sports Management. We'll talk to you real soon. Good luck in the future, brother.
Hey, you guys have a good time. Thank you.
This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the godfather of soul. Pedro was in the same room with him, like 20 feet away, kicking it with James Brown, Oakland, California. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live World. Our Twitter thing is twitter.com Using the hash mark Ring Talk, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That funky sound you hear, that is the baritone saxophone of the man that came up with the first affordable care act, Dr. Stephen Cooper of Tower of Power, with that solo vaccination back in the day. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. This segment, of course, we air twice weekly on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. On Saturdays, we go at 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour, in which we combine both boxing and MMA. And then on Sunday, we have the two-hour show. First hour all about boxing, second hour all about MMA, 3 hours live radio all weekly. And Saturday is 11 a.m. Pacific time. Sunday is 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now I'm going to bring in my man, Zach Young, my MMA expert, my UFC guy down there in Southern California. Man, did you like that punch that Danny Castillo threw last night or what?
Yeah, that was a pretty incredible punch. I like that flying knee that Beal threw also.
Man, I thought those were the two highlights. I thought Joseph Benavidez looked very good as well, but I really thought that Beal thing is sort of like it just stuck out, man. That flying knee, but boom, he's out.
Yeah, it was nice, and that was a good fight too up until that point. You know, they both had each other in some trouble. It was an entertaining fight.
Okay, Danny Castillo, is he going anywhere?
Probably his fits are apparently.
Well, I mean,
I think so.
Okay, I mean, but you do see him having the all around skills in order to step up and reach the upper echelon of this of his weight class.
I mean, I don't see why not. You know, I mean, he needs probably some more experience, but I don't see why he couldn't step up in the near future.
Takanori Gomi, did you watch that fight last night?
Yeah, that was a good one too.
That was a pretty good one. I just couldn't figure it out that, I mean, the way it was going back and forth, I thought that Valley Flag had hurt Gomi a couple of times. Gomi's a rough dude, and then he looked gassed after the first round, and he came back. So I got to give him some props.
Yeah, I mean, I always like to see the Pride legends do well because I was a big fan of Pride fighting when it was on. So I always like to see that. And, you know, he showed that he was a true warrior last night, and he put up a good performance.
You know, us Pride fans, we know we're true sadists. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because anybody that would compel a man to fight a 10-minute opening round is really...
Yeah, the 10-minute opening round, that really separated the elite, didn't it?
it's, man, did it. I mean, holy cow. And here's what's up, is that for these Pride fights, you would sit down and you knew not to get up for 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Right, because anything could happen.
Especially, you know, I mean, folks, people are trained to fight 3 and 5 minute rounds, 3 minutes in boxing, 5 minutes in MMA for the most part. Some guys go like, Cain Velasquez will go like 6 or 7 minutes with 3 or 4 different fresh guys, and they'll keep throwing guys in there every 45, 50 seconds to try to test them, okay? So sometimes they'll even go stretch the 5 minute round to a 7 minute round. But when you stretch it to a 10 minute round and anything goes, and you've got guys like Rampage Jackson and Wanderlei Silva back in their primes, I mean, it's going running rampant through the Pride Championship. But you know what fight I remember the most in Pride was when Ken Shamrock broke, I can't think of the guy's name right now, the big white guy who was on, had some steroid issues as well. But he broke his leg in 4 spots, and he wouldn't give up. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
It was that cowboy guy or whatever his name was, Dale or something like that. Anyway, it was, whoa, he broke his leg in 4 spots. Imagine that, folks, getting your leg in a leg lock, an ankle lock. This guy breaks your leg in 4 spots with 4 stress fractures, and you don't give up.
That takes a different type of person to be able to do that.
That takes an incredibly strange person to do that. So outside of Beal and Castillo standing out last night, who else stood out last night? Luke Rockhold, obviously, taking on Tim Bosch like that.
Yeah, he was good, and Anthony Rumble Johnson looked good. I thought Davis was probably going to win that one, but Rumble looked good in that fight.
Davis doesn't bring his A game all the time. He seems to be an unmotivated fighter for the most part. Doesn't seem to have the fire in his belly, per se.
He doesn't. He doesn't have, like, a killer instinct, really. He's a good all-around fighter, but he just doesn't. He seems to be missing that certain thing, you know?
Okay.
Missing something.
All right, we don't have to worry about Beth Correa beating Ronda Rousey anytime soon, do we?
I don't think so. Hard to imagine anyone beating Rousey right now, but the closest competitor she has is probably Cyborg. Hopefully they can bring her over.
Yeah, but here's what's up, though. Is Cyborg going to get a shave at 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
That might be a good idea.
Did you hear what Ronda said about her about a week ago? She says she's not even a woman anymore. She's an it.
Yeah, I did hear about that. Dana White refused to defend or, you know, go against those statements.
Well, and for the most part, Dana tries to stay PC a lot, but, you know, he knew. I mean, the girl had been busted before for using steroids. She got suspended for like a year in California. We knew for a long time when she had this body, like, I mean, her body was male. She had a male. She had breasts and a male body. Would that be a good fitting description of Chris Cyborg Santos?
I'd say so. It fits.
Yeah. I mean, breasts in a man's body. And she was scary. And, you know, women would go into fights with her and they'd say, I've never felt the power of a person. And I fought guys, you know, I sparred in the gym with people that are 15, 20 pounds heavier than me, men as well. But when Gina Carano told me one day off the air, she said to me, she said, you know, Pedro, she goes, I've never been thrown around like that. And she goes, I've been thrown around by people close to 200 pounds. Because I've never been thrown around like that. The woman, the strength that woman has, she has to be on steroids. And then, of course, a year later, she was popped.
Yeah, I mean, there was always something suspicious, but I would be lying if I said that her fights weren't fun to watch.
True, but Ronda Rousey, who said she could shoot horse semen in both eyeballs, she couldn't care less. Ronda said that that most of the girls she fought in judo, you know, across the pond and here in the States, and people from, especially from the Soviet bloc in this net, all those chicks needed shaves at 4 o'clock in the afternoon as well. So she's not unaccustomed to that.
Right. I mean, when you watch judo during the Olympics, a lot of them do have a lot of musculature, and I mean, you could see that they're really strong on a different level. They're stronger than you and I are. Yeah.
Zach Young's our guest, folks. He writes at ringtalk.com, a featured writer. He writes boxing and mixed martial arts. He's an expert in both sports. So I would say he's an expert in combat sports. But, you know, when you look at the entire fight last night with John Jones and Glover Teixeira, and you think about Cain Velasquez, isn't that just too big of a jump for John Jones?
I think so. And even though to John's credit, he did win the fight. He won probably every round. But it seemed to me that maybe that fight with Gustafson made him a little gun shy or something. That's what I kind of saw. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But he didn't. He looked like he didn't really want to pull the trigger quite as much as he has in the past.
Good point. John Jones, of course, out of Atlanta, GA, heading home to Atlanta, GA. Wish him the very best of luck in his future. At least he didn't come out with one of those deformed toes again. That toe thing, I still, I freak out. I cringe when I look at that.
Yeah, that was hard to watch. But I think worse would happen to him if he did decide to fight Kane, though. I just think Kane is too big for him.
You know what's funny is that, you know, we talk about weight classes and glove size and things like that in boxing, but in MMA, the move from 205 to heavyweight, which is a limit of 265, not too many. How many guys have done it besides Randy Couture, and he sort of did it with a weak field?
Yeah, not a lot of. I mean, no, I don't think anybody could do that successfully now. It would that's too much of a jump, you know. I can't really see that being that like successful. That's just a lot of weight to put on.
Okay, now is Fabrice Werdum is going to get the next shot at Cain Velasquez. Have they got a date for that in Mexico yet?
Not that I know of. I haven't heard about them finalizing a date, but I would think that might be in the fall. But I'm not really sure.
What about Johnny Hendricks? Who's he going to fight? I mean, I thought he should have fought Robbie Lawler again in a rematch, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that would be a good rematch. I'm not sure who they're going to set him up with, but, I mean, there's a lot of fights that can be made at welterweight right now, so they're not lacking contenders. I think the welterweight division is more exciting than it's been in a while because of GSP's exit.
Okay. Question. Do we have too much is there too great a disparity between 170 and 185 and 185 and 205?
Too much of a disparity in terms of weight?
Size and weight. I mean, because, you know, we see boxers at 112 pounds that are bigger than boxers at 108 pounds. You can just look at them and see the difference.
Yeah, that's true. I kind of like the way they do the weight classes in MMA, but sometimes I do think that they could actually add a few more just because it's so drastic, especially like middleweight to light heavyweight. That's like a 20-pound gap. That's a pretty big gap. Or even like light heavyweight to heavyweight, like 205 to 265. I think there probably could be something in between there, but I don't know.
What about women's MMA? I mean, I'm seeing more and more women fighting on smaller cards with a victim, this and that, but They don't seem to be making it into the USC tanks, the USC under the USC tent, the banner, unless they can fight at 135.
Yeah, that's the only weight division they seem to have there. I would think that they would add another one in the future because it seems like Ronda is bringing a whole new fan base to the sport. So you would think that they would be able to do that. So I would expect it, but I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of surprised that they haven't like added another division by now because it's been a while that it's just been the 135 division.
You know, I don't know too many women that haven't lost their mind at one point in time in their life. That goes for men as well, just freaking out, going nuts and this kind of stuff. Can you imagine going nuts around the house with her? I'd flee the house.
It would be her house.
It would be her house. Zach Young, say hello to the baby and the wife. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you, Pedro. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, Triple K, Kyle Kingsbury, the king, is in the house. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. And this is Emilio Castillo and Hubert Tubbs from 1976. Emilio just got off the phone with him. He's doing great. Tower of Power. All of the time, so
wonderful, so marvelous. Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have NON24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Fought scheduled for 5 for the Strike Force World Welterweight title. Nick Diaz, the champion in white and black. Daly, the challenger in blue. Great body work by Diaz. Oh, a beautiful uppercut. Looping right hand. Daly falling into trouble. 11 seconds. Diaz going in for the kill. And it's over.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If you want to interview anybody at Bellator, you can only go through me, buddy. Don't be bothering my boss, Bajorn.
Darlene Love, of course, does her thing with David Letterman each year when she sings her Christmas song, but straight up, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2012, got to see her once in concert. She is an incredible performer, still going strong at the age of 71. I wish her all the best. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. We're bringing the king, folks, Triple K, and I'm not talking about the Ku Klux Klan, I'm talking about King Kyle Kingsbury. What's up, Triple K?
Only you can get away with saying that, Pedro. I'm doing good, brother. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. Pretty good fight last night as far as John Jones was concerned. Very dominant.
Man, I tell you, if there's any doubt about who's pound for pound, it's got to be Jones. Got to be Jones.
Got to be Jones right now, no question about that. Now let's take it from a different perspective, Kyle. Let's talk about him wanting to challenge Cain Velasquez for the World Heavyweight Championship. Isn't that biting off just a little bit too much?
I think so, and I think he kind of retracted, you know, his heavyweight talk in the weeks leading up to the fight. Maybe he's back on it now. I haven't heard much of him after the press conference and everything, but you know, there's a lot of guys waiting in line. Obviously, he had his nail biter fight with Gustafson. He's got a rematch with him. Daniel Cormier is lurking in the shadows, so he has a few more things to settle in the light heavyweight division before he jumps up.
Not lurking. Cormier has never lost a round.
Yeah, well, and I think, you know, Hendo's a tough fight for him, especially considering they've already guaranteed him a title shot, so he could have just waited for the title shot, but instead he wants to fight. Mm-hmm. Now he's got to fight a Hall of Famer. I still think he goes into that fight and just has his way with Hendo and really impresses everyone.
Okay, some of those moves last night, the Beal kick was like, whoa, man, I mean, lights out.
It was beautiful, and I love the one-and-done action. You saw it in a couple fights where guy gets knocked out cold and nobody follows up afterwards, you know, and it wasn't a showboating thing. It was a respect thing. Like, hey, I don't need to kick a dead horse.
And Danny Castillo with that right hand, man, that right hand was thrown, Bob, boom, I mean on the button.
God, it was perfect, and I felt so bad, too, because I'm good friends with Spaniard, Charlie Brandeman, and I know – you know, he's been working hard to get back to the UFC. He cut weight to drop to lightweight, and he looked great in that first round. You know, he looked really good. And Dwayne Ludwig has all these guys at Alpha Male hitting like Mack trucks, man. They just look so different now. Everybody's got striking ability there.
You know, you talked about friends losing. That's always been a problem for me, and that's why I try not to get too personally involved with guys. And, you know, because I've seen it. I mean, you fall in love with a guy, per se. I don't mean physically. I mean, you know, but... and you follow him and this and that, and boom, and he gets annihilated, and you're like, you're driving home in the car, and I'm mumbling to yourself.
Yeah, you really feel for these guys. It's not like, and then, you know, after effects, too, you know, everybody loves to chime in on the internet, you know, and kick a guy when he's down, and that's half the hard part, is looking at all these clowns, you know, chiming in, and they've never been in a fight a day in their life, and yet they want to comment and tell the guy that he sucks when he's just got his butt kicked and everything, so... That always adds insult to injury.
Well, I've always thought it was a lack of education, and it's not a lack of education. Some of these people are pretty educated. They're just effing mean.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. I mean, these people are mean. I've seen people kick people when they're down. I remember I lost a fight one time, and some guy sent me a funeral card in the mail. I kid you not. It wasn't for me or anything like that. He goes, you're next, or some crazy. And I lost, like, it wasn't a big fight. I lost a split decision in some non-title fight here in San Francisco, and I wasn't happy about it and this and that. But they sent me this funeral card of some guy that was already dead, because I could only imagine what they were thinking. You know what I mean? People are weird, and they react towards athletes or performers in different ways, and you never know where they're coming from. That's why when I did the executive protection for Muhammad Ali, I wore the sunglasses and kept my eyes on everybody in the crowd, because you never knew when a nut was coming through. You just didn't. Kyle Kingsbury is our guest. What's Cormier doing right now?
Cormier is just getting ready. We've been sparring quite a bit, getting him ready for Henderson. He's been working with myself, Luke Rockhold, obviously, who just fought, working a lot with him. You know, he's just trying to get his weight down. That's all it is. He thought he'd have a full camp, but they gave him a short notice fight, kind of short notice, 6 weeks notice against Hendo, and so now he's just trying to work that Popeyes off his belly.
Luke Rockhold, he looked pretty impressive last night as well.
Man, he was just so impressive. And I've been putting that stupid inverted triangle more times than I can count, so I'm happy that he finally slapped it on somebody else and finished with the Kimura. That was beautiful.
Okay. Explain where did this all come from? And people say to me, I try to explain it to them, it came from Brazil. But is this basically when we're talking about MMA as we know it today, a combination of Brazilian jiu-jitsu, American wrestling, and boxing, and kickboxing too?
More or less. I mean, obviously, you got Machida and some of these other guys that bring in different styles. But for the most part, you know, everybody's adapted some form of wrestling, some form of jiu-jitsu. The Kimura goes all the way back to Japanese jiu-jitsu. But everything was adapted, and the sport of Japanese jiu-jitsu evolved from the Brazilians, became Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and now it is what it is today. And it'll continue to evolve. But everybody's got to pick up the pieces that work the best, and the stuff that doesn't work gets thrown to the wayside. That's why I don't see many people busting out kung fu and stuff like that, because, you know, all that TV stuff is gone. The stuff that works stayed.
Good point. Because I don't think Royce Gracie could compete today.
Well, no doubt, and that just has to do with the evolution of the sport. You know, back when Royce was fighting, it was like the Kumite in blood sport. Everybody had their own style. They pitted against one another. And BJJ was the king of the hill, you know, until everybody started to get some kind of submission defense, and then things started to change.
Okay. Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks, a USC light heavyweight roster member. You're back training 100%?
100%. I finally feel good. I finally feel well, and I'm getting ready, hopefully, to fight here this summer.
Interesting. Think of me in California?
I'm begging. July 26th, they're coming back to the Shark Tank, and I want redemption. I want to fight there again. I want to win at home so bad.
Good. And a lot of pressure. You know what? I never dug fighting at home. It was always a pain in the butt for me. It really was. I prefer to fight on the road because nobody called me at 10 o'clock in the morning screaming for tickets. I didn't have a cell phone back then anyway. But you know what I'm talking about? I remember one time I got up in Bakersfield, California. I got up at 5:30 to run, and there were two notes under my door for free tickets.
Yeah, I know. I definitely know how that goes. There's no doubt about it. I've only fought once in San Jose. You know, all the generally fighting at home in the UFC is fighting in Vegas.
Yeah.
But, people come out the woodwork with random questions like, hey, you know, looking for a place to sleep. Like, dude, what do you know, get yourself a hotel. Come on. Why is this my problem?
Anthony Johnson looked pretty good last night against Phil Davis. Does Phil Davis and Zach Young, one of my writers, we were talking about this earlier, but he just doesn't seem to have the killer instinct. He doesn't seem to want to impose his will as much as you would think.
I'll tell you right now, I've watched Phil his whole career. He's a Zinc and Entertainment guy, the same management as Chuck Liddell, all the guys at AKA. And, you know, he's trained quite a bit with us at AKA. And he's had points in his career where it looked like he was mentally not ready, like when he fought Nogueira the first time. He was a first-time main eventer. He looked like he had some serious jitters. And then he improved upon that. Obviously, he came out with a win. And he's looked a lot better since then. He's had his ups and downs with the Rashad fight, that kind of thing. But, man, all he was been talking for the last, I don't know how long, about Jones, and then all the fight week. I mean, you just expected a better product. I really expected Phil Davis to come out and annihilate Rumble Johnson, and I'm still surprised. Like, I can't believe it. And I've seen Anthony fight a bunch of times. He's looked decent, you know, coming in and fighting guys like Arlovsky and different people over in World Fighting or World Series of Fighting. You know, that kind of stuff. He looked okay there. He didn't look that impressive, but boy, he looked impressive last night.
You and I thought very highly of Travis Brown. In fact, Travis Brown, I was like all over his coattails, man, when he went into this fight, this UFC on a Fox on 11 fight with Fabrice Werdum. I thought he was going to beat Werdum, and Werdum schooled him.
Yeah, I honestly, that was a huge, huge letdown for me. Just, you know, obviously winner takes on Kane. Kane's my boy. I got to root against whoever won that fight. But Brown, it seemed like something was off. And then later, you know, they posted, hey, he had a broken rib, broken hand, all this stuff. It all happened in the first round. And I always find it funny when, you know, it was his coach that posted it. Like, he didn't complain or anything like that. But if I'm a fighter and my coach starts posting stuff like that, like, I don't want any excuses. You know, and I'm not saying that Brown made excuses, but everyone gets hurt in the fight. And if you get a busted rib, that's because that dude kicked you that hard. It's not because your rib just gave out on you and all of a sudden you have this fluke injury, you know?
Okay. Speaking of fluke injuries, Anderson Silva, Chris Weidman still not getting his props after breaking the leg and then stopping him in the first fight. Are they going to have to fight a third time for him to get his props here or what?
I think he'll get his props by when he, you know, when he finishes Machida, and then if he gets a chance to face Vitor, he'll likely finish Vitor. And then finally when Anderson's healthy and he gets that shot again, it's nothing's going to change. You and I both know that. Nothing's going to change.
You're right. And Spin, one more question. TRT, testosterone replacement therapy, and Vitor Belfort, he's not going to fight Nevada. They've outlawed it. Are you happy they've outlawed that, Kyle?
Yeah, and I don't, you know, it's one of those tricky things where I can't fault Vitor. He's older. Obviously, he needed it. Lord knows he was on the gas early in his career. But he didn't break the rules. You know what I'm saying? He played by the rules. They should never have allowed that. It's not allowed in any other major sport. They never should have allowed it. You know, they only pulled it back because they took too much heat from the media. And now he's gonna play by the rules. He's never cheated, but you know, at the same time, I think we're gonna see a different fighter.
Good enough. King Kyle Kingsbury, have a good week to you. I hope your training's going well. I'm glad that you're back in shape. Say hello to the girlfriend. I know you're working full time, man. You're a busy guy, so we really appreciate your time. Each and every opportunity we get to talk to you, Kyle, it's a pleasure, man.
Take care, Pedro. Much love to you, brother.
All the best. King Kyle Kingsbury. Find him on Facebook, folks. Kyle Kingsbury. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. The Sunday edition, 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does Chael Sonnen approach John Jones?
Same as everybody else. I'm going to put my chin down, walk towards him, and put him on his ass.
How come I want to see Wanderlei Silva whoop Chael Sonnen's butt when they do this Ultimate Fighter type of thing? I want to see Silva whoop his butt. The axe murderer, I hope he murders, not figuratively, but beats up on Chael Sonnen pretty good. Friday night, since we're not talking UFC until the May 10th, we have UFC Fight Night May the 10th on Fox Sports 1. May the 2nd, Friday night, live on Spike TV, folks, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, delayed on the West Coast, I believe, 9 p.m. as well, 8 o'clock Central Time. You'll have Rafael Silva taking on Joe Warren. That's for the interim bantamweight title of 135 pounds. There's a welterweight tournament fight along the calendar. There's a bantamweight feature fight on the card, another light heavyweight tournament opening round. I mean, these are pretty good fights, and they're exciting because they're sort of like mismatches sometimes. You know, you put a guy in this, like, an A fighter, and you put him in with, like, a B-minus fighter or a C fighter or a D fighter. You know the A fighter is going to drill the D fighter in spectacular fashion. That's how Bellator has gotten off. I mean, that's what's kept people excited, the fact that their fights are so thrilling as far as the endings are concerned. And the reason why the endings are so thrilling is because you've got good, talented athletes, but you've also got guys fighting on different levels. When you fight good guys against average guys, good guys are always going to look good. But Friday the 2nd, live on Spike.com, and, of course, Spike TV as well. Check them out. The prelims start at 6:30, and, of course, the card goes at 9 p.m. That's from the Revel Casino in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Right on. And don't forget, Clinton Rampage Jackson, he's back with Bellator. He's doing his thing on Bellator. If you're a big fan of the Rampage man, I mean, at one point in time, he was the baddest light heavyweight in the world. That was a long, long time ago. But he's still doing his thing. He's doing his thing with Bellator. And, of course, Gilbert Melendez almost went to Bellator. Of course, a former Strikeforce champion and probably, if not the best lightweight in the world, the second best lightweight in the world to Mr. Pettis. I mean, he's a great fighter, Gilbert Melendez. We're trying to get him on the air. He lives locally here in San Francisco. We're trying to get El Nino on the air, but he has signed with the UFC. He will stay with the UFC, and he will fight Pettis before the end of the year for the UFC lightweight championships. So there you have it. A big roundup as far as combat sports are concerned. We covered boxing. We covered mixed martial arts. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Let me tell you who I am. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. This show is often imitated but never duplicated. Look around. Other radio networks, internet sites, they're trying to do what I do, what I've been doing for 29 years, and guess what? They can't deliver the water. Straight up, I am the man, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, don't forget my website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Or check us out on Twitter, twitter.com, using the # ringtalk. Until next time, peace, love, lots of respect, and thanks to my producer, Scott Cuddy.